Before I actually introduce the next two pieces, there are two corrections for the program. Those of you, and this happened finally, some people came up and said, you know, you have Tchaikovsky's dates wrong. And, you know, I usually proof everything, but I didn't proof that. So they have a very close to what Bach had. But Tchaikovsky went the wrong way. And the other thing is we're changing the order of what Dmitri's going to play. So the first piece will be the Andante Cantabile, and then we'll finish with the Pizza Concerto. So the Andante Cantabile is actually the second movement of Tchaikovsky's first string quartet. And he didn't write a whole lot of chamber music per se, but this is by far the most popular. In fact, it's been arranged for all kinds of instruments, instrumental combinations, including small orchestra, bigger orchestra, solo cello, I'm sure solo violin somewhere. It's been remarkably popular. And in fact, if you compare this, you think of Samuel Barber's first string quartet, second movement. Everybody knows the Adagio for strings? It's actually from the quartet. And then Barber, someone said, you know, that'd make a nice tune. And so he's broadened it out just a bit, but of course, it's arguably the most popular piece of the entire 20th century American repertoire. So the Andante Cantabile was written, well, actually, the first quartet was written when Tchaikovsky was visiting a friend in Aachen, which is now Germany. His friend was dying, and it was very difficult to watch when Tchaikovsky was trying to compose. And he wrote this rather quickly. And then he wrote in a letter to his brother that, you know, I'm not satisfied. And so then he worked on it some more in September. And it was premiered for piano and cello. And actually Tchaikovsky played the piano. And then several months later, they took it to Russia with an orchestration. The Pezzo Capriccioso, now this is interesting. Maybe I just turned that around, didn't I? That was a story about, that was a story about the Pezzo Capriccioso. And the Capriccioso means the news and lighthearted, right? And this isn't that, it's not the beginning. And it's because of his visiting his friend in Aachen and watching him die that the beginning is very dramatic and very, very melodic, very emotional. The second half of that, then, is the lighter aspects. Boy, you know, I'm so excited that we're starting our 27th season. I can't even talk about it. At any rate, our solos, I think most of you know, Dmitri has been with us. This is his third time. He will be back many, many more times. He's just a wonderful man.